investment in the future of public radio, and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a Mexican singer-songwriter from Tijuana drops one of the most sophisticated albums of the year. Colombian Salsa is back with a vengeance, and a Spanish band from Granada delves into hazy, post-rock soundscapes. It's a new music episode today at The Latin Alternative, and once again, the air is filled with some extraordinary new songs, especially the one you picked as our starting point today, Hermano Josh.
Yes, Ernesto. I know that you and I were always enamored of his former band, Los Amigos Invisibles, the Venezuela funksters who put out a slew of great records throughout the late 90s and 2000s. But then when Cheo left, he started a new path, his solo career. And I want to say it's been full of sunshine ever since, but especially I'm loving this track, which in spite of its very mellow vibes, is a song actually about anxiety. And it's a collaboration between Cheo and Catalina from Monsieur Periné, everyone's favorite Colombian gypsy jazz influenced group. And I think this is just a match made in heaven. I know, Ernesto, you're a fan of this track as well.
Absolutely, because I do love Monsieur Periné, and Catalina Garcia's voice is unbelievable. And with Cheo, and you can tell right away all those melodic and rhythmic sensibilities that were prominent in the old Los Amigos Invisibles record. So in a way, isn't it a throwback to the golden era of Los Amigos, hermano?
Yeah, it felt like it harkened a little bit back to perhaps some of the songs you might have heard on the first two Los Amigos Invisibles albums. So let's check it out. This is Cheo with Catalina Garcia from Monsieur Periné and the track Agujas en el Pecho.
Thank you. Ay, mi Dios.
This is the Latin Alternative. Yesterday, hermano Josh, I had the privilege of exchanging a wonderful chat with Vanessa Zamora from Tijuana, now living in Ciudad de México. She has a new album out, and we actually went track by track and dissected the album. It's just beautiful. So very, very sophisticated, mixed, produced. Every little detail just shines. And we listen to one of my favorite tracks. This is actually from, there is a moment in the new album called Dama Leona, where Vanessa Zamora channels the Beatles and Revolver. It's a 2-minute track that's seeped in Beatles psychedelia. And then there's a beautiful transition into the track that we just listened to, Subconsciente. So we're going to be listening to a lot more from Vanessa Zamora. And now, hermano, let's go to Brazil.
Yes, Ernesto. I think you and I have separately picked tracks from this artist in two recent New Music episodes. We're talking about the artist João Selva. You know, I'm really loving this track, Cantar, Cantar. It's got some, you know, I guess you could call it light, slinky Brazilian funk and pop vibes, but just a really nice singer-songwriter. I remember playing a couple songs from his prior album maybe 2 years ago on the show, and I'm just grateful he's putting out great music. This track that I'm digging a lot is called Cantar, Cantar, To Sing, To Sing, and it's from his latest album, Passarinho.
Chorar, chorar, pra quê? Se lamentar, pra quê? Na fossa o que fazer, fazer? Vou lá cantar, vou lá cantar. Cantar me dá prazer. Salva da deprê. É como renascer, nascer. Vou lá cantar, vou lá cantar, dançar. Se você põe pra fora, vida vai melhorar. Se você põe pra fora, vida vai melhorar. Vai melhorar a vida. Vida vai melhorar. Vida vai melhorar.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads.
Wednesday night.
On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from Live Nation. The SoCal Sound has your chance to see Counting Crows, the Banshee Season Tour, with special guest Dashboard Confessional at YouTube Theater September 6th. Current members can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Counting Crows, YouTube Theater, September 6th.
The SoCal Sound is proud to present Bilingual Sounds in a new time slot. I'm Byron Gonzalez, the host of Bilingual Sounds, and I'd like to invite you to come and hang out with me Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. to explore music from the robust Latin music scene. Expand the borders of your music discoveries on Bilingual Sounds, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a spotlight on our favorite new música from Mexico, but very well known here in the United States. I know they get a lot of airplay on our affiliate stations. We have brand new music from Rodrigo y Gabriela, the acoustic guitar virtuosos who have so much fun often doing quirky covers that have garnered tens of millions of streams. I'm happy they're back with new music. I really like this new single, the first single, with a very cool accompanying video called Descending to Nowhere. Especially I like, Ernesto, this track. It kind of starts, you know, a little more traditional sounding like some of the other past Rodrigo y Gabriela songs. But by the end of the song, it really builds up and has a much more modern sheen to it that I wasn't really expecting. So always happy to have new music from them. They're going to be joining us for a special takeover episode in a couple weeks. Again, that was Descending to Nowhere from Rodrigo y Gabriela. And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Apple, Spotify, or iHeartRadio.
And now, Armando, we're going to listen to a band that, if they were from London, they would be nominated for the Mercury Award, and they would be touring the United States and whatnot. Sadly, they're not from London, but perhaps we can still discover and enjoy what they're doing. I'm talking about the band Niebla. Niebla with a V, not Niebla, the Spanish word for fog. This is Niebla with a V. They're from Granada, brainchild of Álvaro Buti, started their career in 2018. And this is the new single from the forthcoming album. This is Nuestro Turno by Niebla. Check them out.
De saber si era nuestro turno. good. I'm Eric Bobo.
Hey, I'm DJ Beatman.
Together we are Ritmo Machine, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica from LA and Chile. Very happy to have almost the first new music, and I want to say, if I'm doing my math right, 10 years? My goodness, crazy, because I released their first album when I was vice president of Nacional Records back in the day. Ritmo Machine, which is a fun collaboration, as always, between Eric Bobo, the legendary percussionist for both the Beastie Boys and Cypress Hill, and the son of Latin jazz legend Willie Bobo. So it's Eric Bobo with the Chilean DJ and beatmaker DJ Beatman. And Ritmo Machine put out an album that I really loved and we played a lot of back in the day on this show. And they're back with, again, first new music in a decade. The track we just heard was called Isla del Ritmo, or Island of Rhythm. And really looking forward to hearing the rest of the new album they've got coming in the works.
And now we're going to listen to one of my favorite contemporary young artists. In 2021, Daniel Quien, born in Mazatlán, Mexico, released an album that really attracted my attention, Aroma a Nostalgia. A record seeped in neo-psychedelia, but with a very reverential touch to all the old soundscapes of psychedelia that really inform his music. And he's continuing on that same trip. He's currently working on another album that's going to be called Magic Experience Band. So here's Daniel Quien and his new single, Amor o Paz.
Thank you.
tú, tan solo tú y el mar.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hello, I am Matthew Coma from the band Winnetka Bowling League, and I am this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound, so I'll be here every Saturday night at 6 p.m. playing songs right here at 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Como estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
$20 in my pocket, ramen noodles on a MacBook Pro. You got me sleeping on my carpet. The situation's got me feeling low. Oh, I'm feeling kinda sick. It's getting hard to care when every kid on TikTok is a millionaire. It's getting hard to breathe, I can't find the air. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Thank you. the shots I missed. Surprised that life would do me dirty. I didn't think that it would look like this.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. We just heard a band split between, it's a duo, split between Mexico City and LA. I'm talking about the group Migrant Motel, who we've played a number of times here on the show. I was digging that track, Shame. It's a little more poppy than some of their other music, but for those who are fans of rock bands that are duos, whether it's the White Stripes or Royal Blood or Death from Above 1979, well, I encourage you to check out the Latino answer to duo rockers. Again, Migrant Motel, that track, Shame.
Now, hermano, I know that you like the White Stripes, but do you also like Colombian salsa?
I do, Ernesto, and I always strive to find the perfect balance between the two.
So I think here we just found it, because La 33 from Colombia. Many people would argue that this is the most important, the most transcendent salsa orchestra from Colombia now for many years, maybe for the past 15 years or so. And they're only getting better. I'm really stunned by this new single. This is a collaboration with rapper Jean Pri from Venezuela, the lead singer of Sistema Solar, and also a band that is called Salsos Plus, I think, or Salsos Mas, that is a tropical band from Colombia. But at the core of this, of course, La 33 with their progressive salsa sound. Here they are with a new single, Dando Vueltas. We'll be right back.
cada anochece. Y acá los niños no pensamos dos veces. Tenemos grandes sueños, ser nuestros propios jefes. Lograr lo que mi pueblo merece. Las olas que ahora crecen en el mar. Y la puta madre, yo que quería ser capitán. Y soy un cobarde. Tengo un par de litros pa' tomar, hey. Voy a compartirlo antes de ahogarme. Préstame un par de remos. Que yo solo no puedo. Si voy a hundirme, beba al menos, dame fuego. Prendamos uno y recemos por ir al cielo. Porque no sé lo que me pasa. Y eso me pasa. Tres veces al día por lo menos. Te quito la amenaza de nuevo. Diciéndome al oído que haga cosas que no debo. Fuck the mall. Si eso es tu hip hop, guacho, yo hago pop. Todo lo que hago es por amor. Y hasta siendo bolero sería más rock. Fuck the mall, dije todo por amor y la plata llegó. Gracias a mi familia, a mi hermano menor. Espero no ser una decepción. Volar con estas alas. Dieguito el Dalai drama. Las horas pasaban como si nada. Cargando mi imaginaria pesada. Y ahora dame una lanza. Tengo a la vista el César. Vamos a arrancarle la cabeza. Forja nuestro imperio, aguja y madeja. A ladrillitos comenzando por las tejas. Y qué sé yo, si era el bufón hace unos días. Nadie me odiaba, nadie me seguía. Ahora que me ven como un guía, cuando más preciso un guía. Piba, ¿quién lo diría? Y soy el mesías de una tribu que no sé guiar. Perdido en el desierto y ya no queda pan. Escribo algunos versos por si sirves de algo. A la espera de que ocurra algún milagro. Fuck the mall. Si eso es tu hip hop, guacho, yo hago pop. Todo lo que hago es por amor. Y hasta siendo bolero sería más rock. Fuck the mall. Dije todo por amor y la plata llegó. Gracias a mi familia, a mi hermano menor. Prometo no ser una decepción.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Montevideo, Uruguay, a place that is very dear to my heart. We just heard the MC Arquero, one of the, I guess he's one of the biggest MCs in a very tiny country. He's an artist that our friend Santi Mostafa has told me about from time to time, and I was definitely digging this track from his most recent album, the song called Cobarde, or Coward. That was Arquero.
And I remember recently I had a bit of an issue with my music journalism. I was writing a story on Bad Bunny and how Bad Bunny conquered the world. And I didn't want to have like another music critic or somebody. I wanted to have like a big artist. I wanted to have a genre star talking about Bad Bunny. But you realize, of course, that no matter how awkward it is to ask a big star of the genre to do an interview where he's not going to be talking about himself or herself, but instead they're going to be talking about Bad Bunny. And, you know, I made a few phone calls. I sent a few emails. And would you believe it that this young Urbano star from Argentina, I'm talking about the amazing Tiago Pesetaca, who has 16 million listeners on Spotify, who did a huge session with Bizarrap. He actually was humble and nice enough to have an hour-long conversation with me, just talking about Bad Bunny, meeting Bad Bunny, going to Puerto Rico, why, you know, Bad Bunny conquered the world. And I will never forget this. So I've been really paying attention to the music that Tiago Pesetaca, who is, like I said, a genre in his own right, that he's been releasing, because we had just such a nice chat. And also he's very young, but his impressions on everything that's said about everything musical were really sounded like somebody far older than he is. I should also add that Tiago Pesetaca is from Monte Grande, and that's a legendary barrio of the outskirts of Buenos Aires, close to the Ezeiza airport. So he gets extra points for his Monte Grande connections. Here's his new single, Tiago Pesetaca, Bemaste.
Pero tú me viste diferente. pase lo que pase, mai contás conmigo. Sos una razón más por la cual respiro. No querías nada, por eso te di todo, para que te quedaras y no quedarme solo. Porque tú me viste diferente a lo que ve el resto de la gente. Quiero que te quedes para siempre y no te quieras ir de acá. Tú me viste diferente a lo que ve el resto de la gente. Quiero que te quedes para siempre y no te quieras ir de acá.
This is the Latin Alternative today, an episode devoted to some extraordinary new music from all over Latin America. And we just traveled to Argentina and listened to Vemaste, the new single by Tiago Pesetaca.
And if you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. What are we going to wrap things up with, Ernesto?
How about a truly brilliant DJ and producer who lives in Latin America?
I'm all ears. Tell me about this artist.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Hannah Lee, and I'm just overwhelmed by how brilliant this track that we're going to listen to is. Hannah Lee is actually from LA. She's a very young producer and DJ. However, for the past 4 years of her life, she's been living in Argentina, Ecuador, and now Mexico, where she's creating this music. So definitely I would say that the vibe of the Latin alternative has seeped into her music. And you know how huge Latintronica is all over the Latin American countries. So we're going to listen to her brand new single, and it's really a lovely, atmospheric, cinematic, sonic confection. BBB by Hannah Lee. Thank you so much for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
Slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me.